I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, speeding out of Speedos. The Olympics ended Sunday, and Team USA brought back a mighty haul. Jimmy Fallon apologizes to all those who have to wait behind U.S. athletes at airport security. Stephen Colbert calls for a new hashtag for Ryan Lochte, who lost several sponsors, including Speedo, after a scandal in Rio. Jimmy Kimmel talks about why the next Olympics being in Tokyo could prove dangerous to the swimmer. And Conan O'Brien puts Lochte in the closing ceremony in an interesting way. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Did you watch the Olympics? How many of you watched that? Well, if you didn't, it's too late. The Olympics are over. The closing ceremony was last night. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our American Olympic athletes for being in shape so we don't have to. That is...
Closing ceremony was held in Rio last night. Did you watch that? Yeah. There was a really, there was an emotional moment at the end when they extinguished the Olympic torch by having Ryan Lochte urinate on it. Did you see that? You see that part? That was... He did it from 300 meters, his aim. Absolutely incredible.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Took him 40 minutes, drank a lot of water.
I have to say congratulations to Team USA for winning over 100 medals at the Olympics. Medals, the most of any country, and my condolences to everyone who's behind them at airport security. Because
oh, sorry, my bad. Oh, that's the one I have inside. Sorry about that. Yeah. Oh, that's the one I got for watching the other guy win. Sorry.
The majority of those American medals were won by female athletes. So.
I'll give you that.
So I just want to say to all the boys out there, the next time somebody on the playground says you throw like a girl, you say, thank you. Over two dozen of those medals were won by African American women. And on Twitter, I'll do that too. And on Twitter, people celebrated that fact with the hashtag #BlackGirlMagic. Which, I guess, was easier than typing #BlackGirlHardWorkAndDedication. I don't know. But the big story was Ryan Lochte, #FratBoyTragic. And...
The next Olympics are going to be held in Tokyo. And I have to say, that worries me because I really hope Ryan Lochte doesn't get attacked by a Godzilla while he's there.
Unfortunately, one of the bigger stories out of the Olympics is this scandal with swimmer Ryan Lochte. Lochte claimed he got robbed in Rio just to cover up the fact that he actually vandalized a gas station bathroom. Then the other swimmer said, what were you doing in the bathroom? Just hold it and do it in the pool like we do. Yeah. I mean, that's what this is for swimmers. Don't you?
That's
pretty
perfect.
Famous.
Yeah.
Why did you go to the bathroom anyway? Yeah.
Now, here's this very important. Lochte said he didn't lie about what happened. He has a simple and repeatable explanation.
I over-exaggerated some parts. My mistake was over-exaggerating what really happened.
You and don't not think you telling, were lying?
I wasn't lying to a certain extent. I over-exaggerated what was happened.
He over-exaggerated. Okay, here's an example. If he said he understood what the word lie means, that would be a bit of an over-exaggeration. And now, the whole...
You know, for all the bright and shining stars in the U.S. Olympic team, none was less bright than Ryan Lochte. He lost all his major endorsements today, Ralph Lauren, Speedo, a mattress company, and something called gentle hair removal. So they weren't that major, but they all dropped him after he concocted the story about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. Turned out he and three other swimmers weren't robbed at gunpoint. They got drunk and he vandalized a gas station bathroom. It was a big story. It was embarrassing. And the U.S. Olympic Committee said he let America down, which, I don't know, acting like a drunken jackass in a foreign country, what's more American than that?
And now the whole world thinks of Ryan Lochte as that crazy American with the weird hair who keeps making stuff up and causing an international incident, which is not how an Olympian acts. That is how a presidential candidate acts. Get it straight. put it.
I know everyone is upset about this, and he did do a dumb thing, but let me just say this in his defense. Ryan Lochte has spent probably a full third of his life underwater, which means his brain does not get enough oxygen to properly function. He's not able to make the kind of basic decisions most of us are able to make, like how many quarters are in a dollar and which shoe goes on which foot. He's not that much smarter than a tuna fish. So, yes, if you judge Ryan Lochte as a person, what he did was unacceptable. But if you judge him as a fish, he's actually kind of a genius. It's actually pretty impressive.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.